Hillary Clinton is campaigning in Florida today on her 69th birthday. Donald Trump heading to North Carolina. He has been in Washington, D.C., presiding over the opening of his new luxury hotel just blocks from the White House.
And Trump has dispatched running mate Mike Pence to Nevada, where recent polls show Clinton in the lead. And President Obama stumped for her and took aim down ballot as well this past weekend. The Nevada Republican Senate candidate, Joe Heck, is in a fierce battle with Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. Heck had endorsed Donald Trump, but took it back after that tape of Trump bragging about sexual assault. The president said, too late.
And now that Trump's poll numbers are cratering, suddenly he says, well, I'm not supporting him. Too late. You don't get credit for that.
Now, this is a big Senate race. Heck and Cortez Masto are vying to fill the seat of retiring Democratic Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. So we start this hour with our Senate tracker. Carrie Kaufman is host and producer at KNPR's State of Nevada. She joins us from Las Vegas. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Robin. How you doing?
Good. And first to Joe Heck. He currently represents Nevada's 3rd congressional district. As we said, he just took back his endorsement of Donald Trump. What are people there saying about how the president took him on?
Poor Joe Heck is squeezed between two camps, right? He's squeezed between the people who love Donald Trump and thinks that he just sold him out. And he's squeezed between moderates and Democrats who say, hey, what took you so long? Trump has been this way the entire race. And just now you're saying that he's too much for you.
Well, he also apparently is taking it on the chin because of his views on immigration. Here he is at a debate earlier this month from KLAS-TV and Univision.
If we don't fix our legal system, we will continue to have the problems that we face today. The fact is, when somebody does come through the legal channels and becomes a permanent legal resident or even gets citizenship, they shouldn't have to wait 10 to 12 years in order to bring their spouse or their family over. So let's talk about fixing the legal immigration system as well. Let's develop a robust guest worker program that meets the unmet demands here in the United States while not disenfranchising unemployed Americans, both unskilled and high tech. We have critical needs. Let's work, as I did, in drafting legislation with many members that are probably in the audience tonight to come up with a way for dreamers to get a path to citizenship.
Boy, Carrie Kaufman, that's the Republican in Nevada, a state that has, you know, issues with immigration. How's that going over?
You know, Joe Heck is actually really well-liked as a congressman. The problem is he is not a hardcore conservative. He is pretty much a moderate, and moderates can't really get much done. And so he's been seen as not really getting anything done. But a couple of years ago in his first term, he actually proposed a pathway to citizenship for immigrants if they get a post-secondary education, a degree, or join the military. And he is a member of the military himself. So he's not really far off from Catherine Cortez Masto in this.
Yeah. Well, let's look at Catherine Cortez Masto. She was the Nevada Attorney General from 2007 to 2015. You spoke with her. Gun control came up. Let's listen.
My husband's a retired Secret Service agent. We own guns in my home. And I grew up with a father and uncles and cousins who were hunters here in Nevada, and they own guns. And I think any responsible gun owner gets the idea that we have to start reducing gun violence so that criminals and terrorists and mentally ill and individuals that shouldn't have access to guns, we don't make it easy for them to do so. And we know by just common sense solutions like expanding the background checks, we can prevent that. We can stop more people from accessing and getting those guns that shouldn't have those guns.
Yeah. Carrie Kaufman, I love when politicians go against type. And so in this state, you had, as you said, a moderate Republican who wanted immigration reform. And here you have a Democrat who grew up with guns.
Right.
And by the way, you reached out to Joe Heck to talk about that as well. But how is gun control playing out in your race?
What this centers around in Nevada is that there's a ballot question one, which is a background check question to close loopholes for gun shows and internet. And that is kind of informing everything here. People see it. I think if you got Joe Heck and Catherine Cortez Masto in a room and said, what do you think about gun control? They would say the same thing. Yes, we should close these loopholes. Yes, we should have common sense measures for gun control. But what the NRA sees is that this is the first step to a slippery slope, and Joe Heck cannot go down that slippery slope. Whereas Masto, as many people here in Nevada grew up with guns, can say, look, I'm a gun owner. I like having guns, but the Second Amendment is not absolute. Mm, yeah. There needs to be some regulation.
Well, as we mentioned, this is to replace Harry Reid. Cortez Masto, the Democrat, supports Hillary Clinton. The conservative Koch brothers have invested millions in the Republican candidate. What's the sense of how much interest there is in this race, outside money and what people are saying there?
Well, you know what? The outside money is pretty much even. Cortez Masto has raised about $1.7 million more. She's at $33.7 million. He's at about $32 million even from outside money into this race in Nevada.
Yeah.
And our little state.
Yeah, in your little state with a big, big seat at hand. What are the polls saying at this point?
You know, before the Access Hollywood tape came out, Heck was ahead by about 3 points. Now Cortez Masto is ahead by about 3 points. I believe 538 just had her with a 57% chance of winning.
Yeah, well, that's a race to watch on election eve. Carrie Kaufman, host and producer at KNPR State of Nevada. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.